Flip turns are a decisive competitive skill in swimming because they preserve speed, reduce energy loss, and can save 0.5 to 1.5 seconds in short distance races, often enough to change podium outcomes. The main point is that a well-executed flip turn is not a pause between lengths. It is a propulsion phase that maintains momentum and improves overall race efficiency. Turns can account for up to 30% of race time, and turn velocity can determine final placements. In short course swimming, the power generated by each turn means elite athletes may perform only 5 to 10 seconds of actual swimming work per length. That allows them to sustain higher speeds, conserve energy, and mentally reset without losing rhythm. The key mechanical principle is that approach speed determines exit speed. Swimmers should maintain a horizontal body position and full speed near the wall. Use the pool's T marker, about 2 meters from the wall, as a timing cue. Begin the somersault about one arm's length from the wall. The turn itself requires a tight tuck, a compact ball position, feet planted 6 to 12 inches below the surface, hands in streamline above the head, a forceful push-off on the back, rotation to the stomach, and an underwater glide with 2 to 3 dolphin kicks before the first stroke. The ideal push-off angle is 15 to 20 degrees. That angle minimizes surface drag while maintaining forward speed. Exhaling through the nose during the turn helps prevent water entry. The push-off is the most critical phase. A streamlined exit can produce the second fastest speed of the race, behind only the initial dive. Proper underwaters also exploit the 15-meter underwater rule in freestyle, backstroke, and butterfly. Maximizing them can represent 60% of a race in a 25-meter pool and 30% in a 50-meter pool. Rather than treating turns as interruptions, swimmers should view them as opportunities to refresh stroke rhythm and use water physics to gain speed. Common mistakes include lifting the head to find the wall, sweeping the arms wide during rotation, breathing immediately before or after the turn, and turning sideways instead of straight over. Those errors increase drag, slow rotation, weaken the push-off, and disrupt body position. Swimmers should trust stroke counts and the T marker, keep the arms close to the body, take the last breath at the flags, wait 2 to 3 strokes after the push-off before breathing again, and rotate straight over with the feet pointing toward the surface. Training should be progressive and consistent. Beginners can start with somersault practice away from the wall. Holding kickboards with the palms up can prevent arm windmilling and teach core engagement. More advanced drills include underwater turns, mid-pool flip turns, and jump tumble starts. Underwater turns build kick strength and breath control. Mid-pool turns increase turn frequency within a set. Jump tumble starts reinforce the tuck and streamline push-off. Stroke counting is essential. Backstroke turns are often timed by counting arm strokes from the flags, while freestyle turns rely on the T marker. Swimmers should also practice approaches from different distances and at increasing intensities, 50, 70, 80, 90, and 100% race pace, so the body adapts to varied approach speeds. A useful set is a 75-meter mid-pool sequence, 12.5 meters, flip, 25 meters, flip, 25 meters, flip, 12.5 meters. Equipment and mental preparation support long-term improvement. A nose clip can reduce water intrusion and preserve oxygen for underwater kicks. Pull buoys held in each hand can train proper arm positioning during the approach. Wearing competition swimwear during practice helps replicate race conditions, while pace clocks or timers provide objective feedback. Visualization is especially valuable. Swimmers should mentally rehearse the turn from their own perspective, seeing the tight tuck, feeling the streamlined push-off, and hearing the water rush past. Including challenges in visualization and mentally overcoming them builds confidence. Consistency and tracking are critical. Elite swimmers may perform more than 500,000 flip turns per season, which highlights the importance of repetition. Small improvements accumulate. Research with Stanford swimmers found that adding 1 to 2 hours of sleep per night improved turn speed by 0.1 seconds after 6 weeks. Swimmers should measure underwater distance, count dolphin kicks, time turns, and commit to practicing turns even when fatigued. The takeaway is that flip turn mastery comes from precise mechanics, repeated drills, objective tracking, mental rehearsal, and the understanding that every turn is a speed-generating event, not a loss of momentum.